Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, this is Rhonda Branch. I'm the guest host for Vicki Winterton. And today I am so honored to have with me Carrie Green. Carrie Green has a background at Wall Street, a degree in economics. She spent 15 years working on Wall Street and 10 years working at the New York Stock Exchange. Carrie is also the author of Because You're Worth It. Welcome, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me here. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
It is our honor to have you here today with all the things that you are doing. It's just such a blessing to interview you. So, Carrie, give me a little information about your background, about your purpose in life and your passion in becoming a coach and becoming an author.
Yeah, like so many of us, especially other entrepreneurs, we've come by what we do through a crazy little road. My crazy little road started on Wall Street, as you mentioned. I left Wall Street about a year after 9/11, and that was a huge turning point for me. I won't go into the whole story, other than to say that on 9/11, I was working for a company called Baytech Online, which was right on the Hudson River overlooking Lower Manhattan, and watched as the first plane flew into the World Trade Center and watched the entire day and events unfold before my eyes. And about a year after that, the company I was working for was taken over. And Wall Street was a mess at the time, and I was in a place where trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? Can I stay on Wall Street? Isn't even a job for me here? And realized that I needed to change things. I needed to take control of my life. I needed to help myself and help the people I cared about instead of helping somebody random save a penny on a trade. And that's what really started me on my path toward entrepreneurship and owning my own business. Like many of us, I got to coaching through a kind of crazy road. One of my clients asked me to become a coach, and someone who happened to be a good friend of mine, because she needed a coach. And that's kind of how I started as a coach. And over the years, it's been 13 years now that I've been coaching and working in this field, and it's been a crazy, crazy road. I love what I do. I love being able to help people, to be able to have an impact on them, to be able to see them or hear them or know that the conversation we're having is changing the way they're thinking, the way they're being, and the way they're going to continue to think and be for their life.
Absolutely wonderful. When did you start writing?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I started writing, gosh, it's a long time already. I went into business in early 2003 and started writing really in the form of blog posts and regular newsletters probably about 3 years after that, so 2006-ish, something like that. So it's been a good 10 years.
Wow. And what are some of the challenges that you face with your writing?
Oh, so many. How much time do we have for that one? I think the biggest challenge for me is a couple of things. One is discipline, and the other is, where do the ideas come from? How do you figure it out? How do you get people to read it is another thing. How do you get anybody to care? believing in yourself to think that anybody might care about anything you have to say. There's also things like sending something out there in the form of a newsletter or something like that, and someone saying to you, this doesn't make sense, I don't get it. Or, do you realize you missed a comma in the third sentence of the third paragraph? And you're thinking to yourself, that is not the point. But, you know, it's all those kinds of things that you're always up against, the just general production. And for me, I produce a weekly newsletter, and it's producing a new article every week and keeping it relevant, keeping it interesting, not feeling like you're saying the same thing again and again and again, and looking for different stories and different messages to share.
Great. Can you tell us how 9/11 was a turning point in your life?
Oh, boy, I've written about this one also. In fact, if you go to my website, you'll see what I wrote about it. On 9/11, as I watched the towers fall, it was very surreal. I watched it out a window. This wasn't on TV. When the first plane hit, people were still coming into the office, and I turned to my boss, who was sitting right next to me. He hadn't seen the plane. And I said to him, Larry, a plane just hit the Trade Center. It was just like, what happened there? It was really strange, kind of like an out-of-body experience. And my boss turned to me and he said, that's Cantor Fitzgerald. Chris and I were there yesterday. And over the course of the day, people were escaping Lower Manhattan. They were escaping by boats, by any way. They were walking across bridges or through tunnels or whatever they could do to get out of the city. And my building where I was working was located at a pier. So everybody escaping by boat, by water taxi, by private anything, by ferry, whatever they were doing to get out of the city, they were showing up at my building. And we were bringing people to telephones. You'd say to them, you know, here's a telephone, and they'd call somebody and just tell them that they're alive, that they're okay. And these people were covered, just covered with dirt and grime. You could smell it coming across the river because it's just not that far, and certainly smell it on them. There was one woman I remember specifically, and she shared with me, gosh, I guess this is, it's 15 years ago, so she must have been like 65 or something like that. And she shared with me that she had lived through Nazi Germany. And when the buildings fell, she felt like she was back there. And, you know, these were the people that I was helping for real. They were the people that I was touching. They were people I was seeing. They were people that said thank you to me for, like, thank you for getting me to a telephone. Thank you for that bottle of water. Thank you for emptying out your candy machine in the office and giving me the, I don't know, the chocolate bar or whatever it was. Thank you for being a person on the other end to help and being a real person. And that was the key that was missing for me in the work that I had been doing before that. I worked for the New York Stock Exchange for 10 years. It was really a very good job, very prestigious, very by the books, I guess you could say. And then the last couple of years I was on Wall Street, I spent at another company called Daytech Online. And Daytech Online was a fun, fun place to work. It was very, very entrepreneurial. We had a great time. Everyone was young and wore fun clothes, and we had scooters, and we had toys all around the office. It was a fun, fun place to work. And I realized that I wasn't able to touch the people that I was helping. And that's what I missed so much. And that's what I needed to find a way to do.
What a wonderful testimony. And then after Wall Street, you started coaching entrepreneurs?
After Wall Street, I escaped. I left everything to do with business. I was so wounded by business and thought it was an absolute evil, because clearly it collapsed around me, literally. So I knew, like, in my mind, it was an absolute evil. I started working as, of all things, a professional organizer, because I thought it would be easy. And just in case you're listening and you are a professional organizer, it is not easy. It is one of the hardest things in the world that you can do.
Yes.
However, I found that it wasn't working for me at all. And one of my clients is a professional organizer, asked me to become a coach, and specifically focused on attention deficit disorder. So that's what I did, and many of us entrepreneurs have lots and lots of ideas and lots of things going on and shiny object syndrome and everything else, procrastination and fear of failure and fear of success and all these things, which are very typical ADD-type characteristics. And those are some of the things that I continue to work on with my clients today. I focused on ADD for a short time and then really moved more into productivity and organization. And my goodness, when was it? Probably around 2010 or so, my coach yelled at me. She said to me, Carrie, you've been in business for 7 years now, if it's 2010. It's right around there. Every year you've made a profit. Wasn't always a profit I wanted, but every year you've been profitable. You know how to market. You know how to sell. You understand this. Work with business owners on marketing, on sales, on the things that you understand, on the things that only I can bring to the table, and go back and embrace the fact that you worked on Wall Street for 15 years, the fact that you have a degree in economics, and you really do get this stuff. But that was an emotional journey for me, and I wasn't ready to do that after the towers fell. I wasn't ready to do that until I had at least started in some way to address my own inner demons. Can I really do this? Can I really teach people about business? And that's really when I started working specifically with entrepreneurs. It's about 6 years now, 7 years now.
Great. And through working with entrepreneurs, you are now the author of Because You're Worth It. Can you tell us about Because You're Worth It?
One of the things I see with business owners, and we always teach what we need to learn in case you haven't figured that one out yet, but one of the things I see with business owners is that we don't value the work that we do. We have trouble charging real money. It's one thing when you, especially when you're selling a service, and I primarily work with service providers. So we're not selling a physical product. We're selling really our own time, and time and intellectual property. So how do you put a value on that? How do you put a price tag on it? And what I have found is that many, many people underprice themselves. I was teaching or leading a mastermind group one day, and I had, I think it was about 15 people in the room. And one of the women in her room had headed up a multi-million dollar division of a major Fortune 100 firm. And she left that after years and decided she was going into leadership coaching. And she said to me, I can't charge more than $200 an hour, Carrie. I don't have the experience. Another woman said to me, after spending years at AT&T in good high-end leadership roles, that she was charging $7 an hour for the work that she was doing. Another woman said to me, I charge $100 an hour, but you know what? I probably work 3 hours for every hour that I bill. And I was seeing this again and again and again. And the issue is that we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe that what we're providing is worth it. You know, it's one thing to say, here's a pair of jeans. Jeans go for 50, 60, 20, 30, even that. And you could get jeans at Walmart for $20 or go to Neiman Marcus and spend $1,000 on a pair of jeans. So, you know, it's really about the mindset of the person putting that price tag on there. And I believe firmly that the price tag that we as entrepreneurs are putting on our own products and services is a lot lower than it should be. And that's really the basis for the book and the value formula.
What do you hope your readers and your fans will take away from your book, Because You're Worth It?
Oh, more than anything else, that they are worth it, that the impact that they have on the world is worth them getting paid for and getting paid well. That's not to say that you have to charge $1 million. You know, charge what you want, but believe that you are worth that. It will help you in your sales conversations. It will help you when you look in the mirror. It's going to help you send your children to college. It's going to help send you on vacation. It's going to help you to be able to give a donation to the charity you care about. Whatever your goals are, you need to think highly of yourself and demand and get the price that you deserve. You could be the best marketer in the world, but unless you're marketing for a product that you believe in and a product that you're selling at a real rate, you're wasting your marketing time. You know, that client I mentioned who's selling her services at $7 an hour, she could be an amazing marketer, but is she going to be getting what she wants at $7 an hour? So you have, you know, really, it starts with you. It starts with you.
What impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Oh, boy, what a question. The impact of, if I could get people to believe in them, and my daughter read the book. My daughter will be 22 this summer, and I had her read it. I was turning the book into an e-book for Kindle and Nooks and everything else. Someone needed to proof it, so I gave her that job. And she read it, and she looked at me, and she said, Mom, this isn't just for business owners. This is for everybody. I want my friends at school to read this. Because one of the key aspects of the value formula, and value stands for your vision, the actions you take, what you've learned, that you're unique and enough. You get to say enough. You already are enough. And she said, Mom, what this means is that everything I've learned all my life, from my first day of kindergarten through the degree that she just got at the university, all of that counts for everything. It made her who she is. It means that she's unique, that the quirks that she brings to her friends, her family, her jobs matter. The strengths she has, the challenges she has, all of that adds to her value. And if I can get people to read that and relate to it, and to understand it and have that impact on even just a handful of people, I'll consider that a success. If it goes to more than a handful of people, wow, even better. Every person who has read it, who has seen it, has been able to have a huge shift in their mindset, in what they want to be, who they are, and feel better about themselves when they look in the mirror in the morning.
How powerful. Your daughter is so bright. This is a great book for everyone, just not for entrepreneurs. So our listeners out there, if you wanted the secret to the value formula revealed from Kerry Green, make sure you go out and buy, because you're worth it, because you are worth it. And Kerry Green is going to reveal the secrets to you, not only just for business, but for your life. And that is amazing. Kerry, can you tell our listeners how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. I'm very easy to get in touch with. My website is carriegreencoaching.com. And let me spell that for you. It's C-A-R-R-I-E. Green is G-R-E-E-N-E. There is an annoying pesky E at the end of green. Coaching.com. And that is my website. You'll be able to find me very easily there. My email address is carrie@carriegreencoaching.com. Don't forget that annoying E at the end of green again. And you could reach me through either way very, very easily. I do have a Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook. Carrie S. Green is my personal Facebook page, and Carrie Green Coaching is my business page. And I'd love to connect with anybody.
And Kerry, I'm sure they're going to want to connect with you, because you're going to coach them through and let them know, because they are worth it. Make sure you go out and buy Because You're Worth It by author and coach Kerry Green. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Kerry Green. And audience, thank you for listening in today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to GETEI.com. Again, thank you, Kerry Green. And audience, have a great week.